I visited a hospital in the States recently, run by a not-for-profit organisation, and their mantra they gave to me was, if we pursue the best possible safety, the best possible care, actually it costs less. And that the whole focus of the NHS has to be on achieving safety, patient safety, and best care, compassionate care. And if you do that, you actually save money.
I should, of course, say we're talking at the moment so far about the NHS in England, because the NHS has devolved in Scotland and in Wales. In Wales, I noticed that today the health secretary has described Wales as sleepwalking into a mid-staff's tragedy, Alvin Clwyd.
Well, there are faults within the NHS in Wales. I would be foolish to deny that. But actually, what is now happening is that the NHS in Wales is becoming something of a political football. Every Prime Minister's question is the Prime Minister has an excuse to say something bad about the NHS in Wales. The reality about the NHS in Wales, as a person who recently had knee surgery, is that when you've been in and out of hospital, 99% of patients are full of admiration for the staff. It's an excellent level of service that they get. But let me tell you, where I think the problem lies, and Norman is more of an expert than I am, but the problem exists in Wales as it does in England. The formation of all these trusts, the fragmentation of the NHS, the creation of huge swathes of middle management at £120,000-£140,000, time-wasting paperwork, money being thrown into shifting paper around instead of paying properly for nurses and for doctors. That's where the problem lies, actually. I'm not saying that Wales is any better. It is in some on some scales, it's slightly worse in some areas.
Are you
but actually?
Sorry.
We could do away with all this middle management to start again. Do we need all these trusts, Norman, actually?
Well, the fragmentation, as you say, is ridiculous. And, we have over the years managed to institutionally separate mental health from physical health. Does that make any sense from the patient's point of view? So often there are what we call comorbidities, people suffering from both a physical health problem, perhaps diabetes or a heart condition, and they suffer from depression, and yet we send them off to different institutions, separating off their care. We should be treating the whole person.
Gaining traction in Wales that we need social care and healthcare to come together.
In England, we are doing just that.
Right.
In 2015-16, we have created a £3.8 billion Better Care Fund to pool health and social care budgets.
I want to bring in both Jan Royal and Liam Fox, but just before...